it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Jessica and I are up in South Carolina a week or so ago, and we walk into this bar where everybody hangs out, and it's pretty crowded, and we take a seat. We have to share a table with other people, so we find like a table for six that has two empty seats at it. And sitting at the table is couple number one and couple number two. Couple number one, we kind of know a little bit, like we know who they are, met them, talked to them, conversations. Couple number two, we became friends with them very quickly because we wanted to sit at their table. So we walk up, hey, how you doing? Oh, why don't you sit here? Really? Oh, cool. And then we sat. We got to sit at the bar, so we're all very excited. So we're hanging out, and everything's fine. And at one point, the crowd at the bar kind of splits up, and some people go see other people and whatever, and or at the table. And so it ends up being Jessica and I, and wife number two,
okay,
of the two couples. And for whatever reason, and the only thing I can think is that this had been in her head for hours or days or weeks or however long, and it was about her head was literally about to split open and explode and go out if she didn't release the pressure. So she dumps on us the following story in hopes that we would have some sort of wisdom to make everything all better.
So you guys were the therapy?
I guess so.
But and on a scale of 1 to 10, these friends are how good of friends are yours?
Not, don't even know them.
All right, so I couldn't even. Two.
The couple, couple number two, this wife number two,
uh-huh,
we met that night.
Okay.
Couple number one, we have seen them before at the bar well enough to know what their first name is, I think, and kind of what part of town they live in. I don't even know if I know his wife's first name. Like, I mean, we didn't know,
you don't know
at all.
Almost
right?
this close to strangers.
Yes. If there was another table open, we wouldn't have sat with them.
Right.
So. We end up in this conversation, and she explains that some number of months ago, the husband number one, the guy that we kind of know,
mm-hmm,
comes to her and confesses that he is miserable in his marriage,
mm,
not happy in his marriage. And she's like, and they know each other better than we do. The four of them know each other. I think they're actually neighbors or coworkers or something. So there's a bond between them. So she's like, oh, wow, that really sucks. He's like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And then continues on and says that he thinks that she, the girl he's talking to, is his soulmate.
So it's husband number one talking to
wife number two.
And wife number two is relaying this whole story to you.
Yes.
Got it.
Oh, so, you know, we're looking across the bar and we're looking at the other three of them, you know, husband and wife number one and husband number two all hanging out at the bar, having a great time, realizing that the guy who's hanging out with the other guy at the bar,
right,
recently, you know, within the year, told that guy's wife that they're soulmates.
All right,
soulmates.
So this isn't her saying, wow, oh my God, I haven't told anybody this, I gotta tell you.
Right.
They have been seeing each other.
No.
They have not even been seeing each other.
She says, that's not cool, I don't want any part of it. And he starts getting
so all... she doesn't feel they're soulmates.
No. She's like, I'm married and things are cool. So she starts, so she kind of like, you know, says, this isn't cool. And he says, all right, but starts sending her text messages, leaving her little notes, stuff like that, and says, are you sure, blah, blah, blah. And finally, has a few beers in him and tries to make out with her. She, at that point, was defiant enough and says, no, no, you don't understand. I'm happily married. This is not going to happen. Stop. Screech. Breaks. And it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
She never tells her husband about it. So the whole, like, flirty thing goes on for, like, a month until the kiss tries to happen. Shuts it down. And that happened, I think, it's some holiday party. So, like, 6 months ago. And then there's never any, not another text message, not another note. And she's like, oh, my God, that's no problem. Until, like, 6 weeks ago, it comes up again, and it's more intense than it was before. He's like, I tried to be without you. It didn't work. You're all, like,
oh,
think about.
God.
So she's dumping all of this on us, and we're like, no way. You
he's
know?
Married.
Yeah.
He's married.
He's married.
Uh-huh.
Well, in the course of since the six, you know, the months where this whole thing, you know, she kind of threw the bucket of water on it. In the course of that whole time, her husband and him, the guy who wants to be with her, have become great friends.
So now they're
friends.
Because husband number one's trying to figure out as many ways as he can to hang out with wife number two.
He's manipulating her husband.
So he's getting close with the husband.
Creepy,
like, so just to hang out.
Like fishing trips together.
Whoa.
Close friends.
Oh, man.
So then the guy turns up the heat within the past few weeks. And apparently something had happened that night, which is why I think her head was about to explode, why we got this whole story. And then she says to us, now here's my dilemma, and it's a good one. Here's my dilemma. How can I tell my husband that this is happening? Because it originally came up at the end of last year. And if I go to him now and tell him the whole story, he's going to be like, why the hell didn't you tell me at the end of last year? And why did you let me become best friends with this guy over the past 6 months?
I would be bummed. If the roles are with me now and with Stacy, and she said that this has been going on for that long and she never told me, there'd be a small part of me questioning why she never brought it up. Like, so do you like the attention? Are you attracted to the guy? Why wouldn't you bring it up before?
But if she lies to her husband and just talks about this being a recent thing, and then
he brings up
the fact that they've had interaction before this about it, then she's in worse trouble with her husband.
Jessica and I eased her mind by coming to the conclusion that there's no way out.
What do you do, Wendy, in this situation? You're the wife.
Oh, I don't even know.
There's no solution.
There's nothing.
You have to just, there is no good way out, so the only way out is to be totally honest and take the heat.
Because
it's either be honest and take the heat or lie and eventually take the heat. I'd rather be honest.
I think you would have to tell
the
whole truth. You'd have to.
But if you tell the whole truth, then you've got so many issues. You've got number one, why didn't you tell me, you know, last fall when this drama was going on? Number two, he tried to kiss you and then you let him and I become great friends?
She's
going to be in trouble either way, but I think honesty, she's going to be in lesser trouble, because if it ends up she lies to her husband on top of all of this, then that could be the end of
the
marriage.
Then more details come out after she told the lie and she didn't tell the whole story, then she's going to be even worse trouble. So she might as well come out with it all in the beginning.
What was happening that was so pressing where she felt like she had to tell him now?
Well, I think the guy, the flirty husband guy, had come back. Like, I think she thought it was gone, and she's like, okay, when I said, hey, I'm not going to kiss you, and squashed it, he totally got the picture and was gone. So then she's cool, right? And she thought everything is nice, and like her, and so she's like, God, maybe he was just fighting. I think her logic was, he's just battling with his wife right then and there and having drama with that, so he was coming to me for comfort, but now everything's all better. And then over the past month, and my guess is while she never said this, because, you know, Jessica and I talked about this great length after it all happened, and she was gone. But after, my guess is that something happened that night or like the day before where he like cranked it up, like turned it up to 10.
I'm ready to leave her now for you.
Right.
He's, if
you
just give me,
and there's got to be a reason why he stayed around for a year, though. I mean, obviously, she didn't say to him in harsh enough terms, this is never, ever, ever going to happen.
She says she did.
Well, what if she goes to wife number one and tells wife number one what her husband's doing?
Because then her husband's going to find out anyway.
Yeah, she's busted. I'd just be honest and be busted.
Tell the husband first.
Carla, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Okay.
I love your show.
Thank you.
Okay, whatever. Was it wife number one that got hit on, or wife number two?
Wife number two got hit on by husband number one.
Okay, wife number two should have not been hanging out with them anymore after the first time he hit on her. Right. She wanted the attention. She liked the attention. That's why she kept hanging out with him. Why is she out with him just the other night?
She's not. It wasn't just her and him out. It was the two couples out, because the two husbands have become best friends.
She could have squashed this, though. I see what she's saying. This woman loved the attention.
See,
on some level, she absolutely loved it. She would have cut it off.
How do you say that, though? Like, how do you say you can't be friends? Like, Matt, like, what would you say if Stacy came to you out of nowhere? Out of nowhere, and just said, I don't really like hanging out with Dalvet anymore. You'd be like, Why? We're good friends.
Of course you question that, right?
Right. And she's like, I just don't want to hang out with him. You'd be like, you're nuts.
Right. But
there's some women who, like, it's either one of two things. It's either she likes the attention and that's why she kind of lingers it around, or she's one of those women that just doesn't want to be rude and just doesn't know how to handle the situation and keeps her mouth shut.
Doesn't want to rock the boat.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
And then if he thinks they're soulmates, that's creepy. It's not just that he has a crush on her, he's attracted to her. He thinks they're soulmates and is determined to have her.
Yeah, she's painted herself into a really tight corner because she can't not do anything about it either.
Got to
do something.
It's a zero-win situation.
I certainly hope that you got close enough to them that night to where you got their phone numbers. Where we got to get some closure on this in a couple of weeks.
It's not gonna. It's not gonna go. That's the advice Jessica and I left her with. She's like, so what should I do? I'm like, yeah, there's really no way out in this.
Well, when I was at this radio convention last week, a whole bunch of the radio guys confessed to each other that we have friends in our lives that we just keep around that we really don't like that much, but they give us great radio material. This is a couple that you need to stay. This is a tax write-off. Every time you take them out, dude, write it off.
I should go back up there this weekend and hunt them down.
I need closure.
Hey, The Bird Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear. And it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So I have a question to ask this morning. I'm not even sure we're going to get any calls on it, and I'm not exactly sure how to phrase it.
Okay.
And you guys know my friend Kevin, who does his show in Florida. We've become really, really good friends. He was telling me this weekend that he and his wife were at a party about a year ago, a one-year-old's party, where, without getting into too many details, because I know he'll end up getting a call on it, but she got so drunk at a one-year-old's party that she did something really, really inappropriate. And a whole bunch of people saw it at the party. And she comes home that day, and she realizes that she's got a problem. She can't stop drinking. Like, she's a little like me. Like, there's a first gear and a ninth gear, and there's no stopping in between. So it was that day that she just decided, I'm not drinking anymore. I can't do it. I can't handle my liquor. I never want this to ever happen again. That's it. I'm going cold turkey. No drinking for me anymore. So she stopped. Well, Kevin continued to drink. So he'd go out on a Friday night from time to time and come on home, and his wife would be pissed. Really mad. Because he didn't stop drinking. She stopped.
Oh, so, yeah, well, the background on this is she's a lunatic. Like, she canceled Christmas a couple years ago, right?
This is sort of where I'm going with this, is that
kind of a possessive wife, right?
She details everything that goes on in their relationship with the family. I mean everything.
And what do you mean details it?
I mean, she makes the rules for everything.
Oh, okay.
The Christmas thing, the I'm not drinking, you're not drinking.
Okay.
And he agrees to everything. And he said to me over the weekend, because I asked him, I said, look, I have never met a man that has less input into anything going on in his life than you and your marriage. She has broken you, dude. When did you realize that you have just basically given in for what you believe the good of the marriage is? Because that's what he believes. If he doesn't fight and if he doesn't disagree, then so long as mommy is happy, then the family will be happy.
And it's good for the marriage.
And he really believes that if I just shut up and I do what she wants, because she can make my life hell, and she has, that I'm going to live by her rules all the time. So my thought, and this is what I'm asking you guys also, is when did you realize that you won? In your marriage, you won. You make every decision. You broke your man. Because this guy has not made a decision in years. And I asked him, I'm like, when did you just give all that up? When were you at peace with not having any input? And he said, the last time I came to the house and I was drunk after she had the one-year-old birthday party incident, we fought for 2 weeks about it. And she was on me every single day. She withheld sex. We argued. It was her point, and she stopped listening. So at that point, I just said, look, now I realize if I want to save my marriage or I want to be in this for 70-something years, I just got to shut up and do what she wants.
What was
she just that persistent?
That persistent.
She did that about something else, too, because remember we had her on
it? I was going to say, wasn't it about her going traveling with him to this radio convention?
Yeah, well,
that was some of it. There was also, you remember, we started to put him on. Because he and I were going to the Georgia-Florida game.
That's what it was, the Georgia-Florida. She did not allow him to go, and then she said, you can go, but you've got like $220 to spend or something like that.
It wasn't that much. It was $100 allowance, and I was in the bar when his $100 ran out, and he left, and he went home. She dictated to him that you can go, but you only got $100, because they were working on a new kitchen or something
like that. And when he buys the last beer... finish it.
That's it.
Go home.
So he really believes that, look, I'm just going to give in to her every time. I'll never say no. Whatever she wants, that's what I'm going to do. And he even said to me, and I don't want anybody to question it.
Wow.
That's what works.
Do you think she questions it?
This is the way she likes
it. Do you think she thinks he's less of a man? Is that what you mean?
That's what I'm asking. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, is there any woman, there's like, nobody calling right now, because I don't think a woman is brave enough to say, you know what, I finally just broke him down. My man just,
I own him.
She owns him.
It could be in certain areas, but I think that she's a rare case that it would be in every single area of their life.
This is absolutely, unequivocally, across the board, anything she wants, she gets. He nods, says yes, and totally believes that the relationship will last because he doesn't argue.
But you said,
I think if women call, I mean, I think there's a lot of women that they think through manipulation and the man doesn't realize how much in control she is, kind of thing. I mean, I think the uniqueness about this is she is full on, blurts out things, and he says yes. Because I wonder if we're going to get calls from women, oh, of course I broke my man. He doesn't know it. But every time he does this, he thinks it's his decision, but it's really mine. Where this is just full on, you're going to do this, and he goes, yes, ma'am.
Right.
But haven't you said before,
like
Bert?
Having a mom instead of a wife.
We said that to him when he was on with the whole Georgia Florida thing.
But he wants it. But he wants that.
He likes that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've said before that your job is just to bring home a paycheck.
I mean, Stacey and I will. I mean, we debate all the time. Like, should the kids go to this church? I have my hand in it. We're constantly debating back and forth with each other. Constantly.
But there's not even negotiation with him.
It's whatever she wants is done. Yeah. There's no. I mean. It's her way or literally or no way.
That's great.
But yeah, I can never give up that kind of control. Ugh. Like the way she wants to raise the kids is the way they're going to raise the kids. You know, if she wants them to go to a certain school and he doesn't, he shuts up. If he wants to go out on Friday night and she doesn't want him to go out on Friday night, he stays home. They have a pact that they just don't go on. They don't go anywhere outside of West Palm unless they're with each other. This was the first time he said it's happened in years.
Why didn't she? Oh, because she just had a baby.
She just had the baby. Hey, Chip, you're on Q100. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm on the Scudder.
Yes.
My wife is everything you're describing. She's been trying to break me down for 5 years. I mean, there's no such thing as go out of town. Go out of town without your wife. Oh, you would think I just said that I was going to go cut the throat of all her family members. It's incredible. You don't see those signs early. They're not there when you first meet the girl. You know what I mean? They magically appear much later.
So when did you realize that she, I mean, it, rather than argue with her, it just had to be her way if you wanted this relationship to last?
Well, you know, after the honeymoon was over, you know, after the first year, things started to come up where you want to, you know, hey, I was thinking of going to the game with the boys, or, you know, I was thinking of doing this or doing that. And no big deal. It should be no big deal. Maybe I want to go play, watch a game at a friend's house on a weekday. Something that's not that big a deal turns into, an oh my God thing with the reaction and the argument that follows. It's incredible. You name the scenario, and I mean, you're describing your buddy's life, and I'm going, yes, yes, that's it.
I mean, she rides his ass so bad that he's just given up, basically. I mean, and she said this weekend he wasn't allowed to drink this weekend. He was not
allowed. Forget that. I mean,
why?
It's all based on her approval.
Is it just a control issue?
Doesn't trust him if he was drinking by himself out of town?
This has never been his problem. I mean, she's the one that had that major drinking violation.
Mm-hmm. It's all about trust. It becomes a trust issue, I think, and that's what I think it's all based around.
I just wonder for her if it's a control issue because she has to control every single little thing.
I think she's extreme, and your wife is obviously extreme for every single thing. But as you talk, I'm wondering, does every woman have that in her, though? Isn't there always the dynamic of the guy wants to, and I mean, I don't know, I'm just throwing this out there. The guy wants to continue his life as it's always been, even when he's married, and that she, all of a sudden, now that she's married, she wants things to be different. And there's always that battle back and forth, but it's just these women are taking it to the extreme.
The one that got away from me years before, exact opposite. I could go anywhere, anytime, but hey, I got to go before my wife hears me on the radio.
Okay. Also, he'll be in trouble.
Hey, let me ask
she
you
told
this.
Him he wasn't allowed to listen to the Burt Show.
Let me just play devil's advocate here for a second. Okay. So we know that, and the words that are coming out of my mouth right now, I don't believe in, but I'm just for debate's sake.
Right. So you don't have to count this as a lie because
this is not a lie. I'm telling you straight up. I don't believe what I'm going to say, but it's just for debate purposes.
Okay.
So divorce rates are what? 40-50%. In this country, you obviously do anything that you can in order to keep your marriage healthy and keep it alive for forever.
Right.
So is it – would some say it's admirable that he's just basically just said, look, it's so important to me for me to have this marriage and for the kids to see their parents together and happy that this is what I've just decided to do. The way I handle it is – I'm just going to say yes.
Yes. The people who would say it's admirable are the women who issue this type of control. Because they're like, yep, this is what a relationship is all about, staying together through thick and thin.
But you said happy. You know, like keywords you said don't apply to these because he wouldn't be telling these stories if he was happy.
Well, the thing that scares me too, and I wish I would have brought this up this weekend, just now thinking of it, is his kids are going to get married to people just like him. They're going to have the same relationship because they're looking at mom and dad. They're looking at mom and dad, and this is how marriages are, so I'm going to be the same, and they'll pass it down to their kids, and so on and so on and so
on. But is he happy in it? I mean, do you genuinely think that he is?
I genuinely think that he's a happy guy. Yeah.
So then who cares?
I think that's what he said. I don't want to be judged. This is just the way it is.
If it works for them, it works for them.
It absolutely
every couple
does.
Is completely different, and I mean, you know, nobody knows what it's like on the inside, you know, so
it'll
from the
you
outside looking in, if it doesn't work for you, then who cares? You don't have to live in it.
And if he would have drank this weekend and he would not have told his wife, it would have eaten him up from the inside out.
Really?
He cannot lie to her.
And for him, I mean, if he's happy in it, it alleviates him of any decision making. And some people may want that life.
That's true.
Let them take control. Let them tell me what to do. I'm happy to do it because, you know what, I work hard or whatever at my job, so when I come home, I don't want to have to think. If you want to tell me what to do, fine. Tell me what to do. I'll follow it. You know, and like Jen said, if it makes him happy, so what? But if he talks about it so much, I don't know if he's happy.
Good morning, Sandy. You're on Q100.
Yeah, I have a question. How boring would that relationship be with no conflict?
It's true.
I was thinking that, too.
That's a really good point.
Because, you know, women will say they want to exert control or say they want to, you know, change their man or this or that or the other thing, but then you don't want to be married to a doormat.
But she might like that.
I wonder if there's a part of her that doesn't respect him, though, because he won't fight back anymore.
Well, I think there's a huge part of her that doesn't respect him.
Like,
and doesn't
trust
him
in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to the Georgia-Florida game with this guy again this year because it's going to be a really big game for both teams, and he wants to bring her along. She won't let him go by himself.
So what are you going to do?
Trust then?
And I'm drinking.
Are you going?
And that game is only fun if you're drinking all day. I'm sorry.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to tell him that you don't want him to go?
No, I'm going to try to talk her into drinking.
So you're let him bring her?
I mean, I can't let him do anything.
Right, but I mean,
I would certainly rather her not go. She's not. She's going to judge him all day because he's drinking. Oh, he is drinking.
The Bird Show.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.